The album London Calling by The Clash was released on this date in 1979. This British punk rock band was second only to the Sex Pistols in influence and impact as a standard bearer for the punk movement. The Clash's self-titled debut album was considered so rough, so raw, and so wrong kind of English by the band's American record company that it was not even released in the US until 1979. Its successor, Give 'Em Enough Rope, released in Britain in late 1978 and in the US in the spring of 1979, was overseen by American producer Sandy Pearlman in an attempt to capture the American market. However, that breakthrough did not come until the eclectic, sophisticated double album London Calling. Steeped in reggae and rhythm and blues, it brought The Clash their first American hit single with Train in Vain, Stand By Me. Perpetually in debt to their record company and compelled by their punk ethic to give their all for their fans, The Clash tried to satisfy both constituencies with London Calling's follow-up, Sandinista, a triple album that unfortunately produced no hits. The 1982 album Combat Rock yielded the hit Rock the Casbah, which was later appropriated as an American battle anthem during the Persian Gulf War. The group recorded one more poorly received album and then disbanded in 1986. Long after The Clash had broken up, their Should I Stay or Should I Go became a number one hit in the United Kingdom when it was featured in a commercial in 1991. Despite that success and lucrative offers to reunite, the group refused to do so. The Arkansas legislature granted Arkansas College in Fayetteville the state's first charter to a degree-granting institution on this date in 1852. The college soon had an enrollment of 200. The Restoration Movement has deep roots in Christian education since individuals had to read and comprehend the Bible for themselves. Second Great Awakening leader Alexander Campbell founded Bethany College, a Christian academy and college, in 1840 in Bethany, Virginia, and began to produce educated and evangelically minded graduates such as Robert Graham, founder of Arkansas College. Although the college came to an end, the pride that Fayetteville residents felt for Arkansas College was a catalyst when the city successfully bid to be the site of the state's first public institution of higher learning, Arkansas Industrial University, which was later renamed the University of Arkansas. Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen became the first man to reach the South Pole on this date in 1911. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.